1,000 miles from nowhere, a track chosen by my very special guest, Shaky Stevens.
And can I butt in and say Shaky should record that? He'd have a massive hit with it.
Yeah, and that was Jeff
right
Barker.
Up your, seriously, right up your, Shaky, right up your street, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
The only trouble, yeah. You see, I'm very...
Well, it wasn't a hit here. No one really knows the song, do they?
Well, I'm a bit old-fashioned. You see, after playing that Johnny Cash thing, which is so kind of basic and real, and acoustic guitar, and that is such an obvious kind of studio thing with that bass drum going... You know, I suppose that's what they want.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it
takes the edge off the song.
Get Howard Tibble on it.
And I think he's right. If you did it, your own version of the song, just take the song and do it, you know, and forget all that. You know, sometimes you learn a song from someone else and you include stuff in it that's on that record.
Yeah.
Well, I can forgive that when it comes to the old rock and roll, because that will be the day but Buddy Holly wouldn't sound right without going, daddly, 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 now, would it? Do you know
not
what I mean?
Really, no.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So here we are, as I said, three old rockers on the road. It's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
mate?
Yeah. It's amazing you say that'll be the day, because that'll be the day of the first recording, I believe, and you can correct me on this.
We'll correct you.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'll be the day. This was an original version with lots of echo on it, as on the Ace label.
Well, you must have been looking through my box, which we know he has. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, let's have a look at it, yeah.
There's the CD. It's, sorry, bang the mic.
Which is very different to the record that was released. The hit, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's when Buddy was trying to get a record deal. He went down to Nashville, all that way from Clovis, from Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock,
down to Nashville. And this is before Norman Petty got a hold of it. They were in the Nashville studios and did a real rockabilly version of it. Same sort of tempo, a little bit faster. But the interesting thing on this is, try and tell me any difference between this and the hit version, because the hit version has got the writers as Holly, Allison, Petty.
Yeah.
This first version is just Holly and Allison, because it's before they ever met him.
So he was...
So tell me what Norman Petty added to it,
well,
please.
Well, Norman Petty...
Other than producing it.
Yeah, I think he licked the label before he stuck it on. Because, I mean, they all did that, didn't they? You know, they all put their name on it. And
it's like Alan Freed's down as a writer of Maybelline for Chuck Berry. How much money did he get out of that?
Yeah, well, what about this other one with this wonderful traditional arrangement boy?
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tread arranged by
Lonnie Donegan, yeah.
Good old Lonnie.
There you go. All right, then, well, let's have a listen.
Well, it's amazing, Shakespeare, you mentioned that, because it's just come out, been reissued again on a sort of two LPs on one CD, yeah. So have a listen.
This one, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, here we go, have a listen.